Are you tired of your squishy belly that never seems to go away? Then chances are you're feeling the effects of an estrogen deficiency and it's really taking a toll on your body. Well, the good news is that it's never too late to get help to get this under control. And the best part is that there are certain foods that can restore your estrogen hormone levels naturally without the need for prescription medications or hormone replacement therapy. So what food do you think is number one to address an estrogen deficiency? A, turmeric, B, onions, C, matcha, D, black pepper, or E, none of the above? If you chose C for matcha, congratulations. One of the common issues that so many women face during menopause is the development of a menopause tummy. And this is associated with weight gain and changes in our body composition. Now, this can be attributed to various factors such as hormonal shifts, our lifestyle changes, and even our genetics. And on today's show, I'll dive into the role of matcha green tea as a solution to address estrogen deficiency and help combat the menopause tummy. So, friend, if you're ready to shrink your tummy and naturally balance your estrogen levels with the powerful effects of matcha green tea, grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Did you know that I have a monthly online health coaching accountability program for women just like you? Women who want to increase energy, lose weight, and balance hormones using alternative medicine. Women are experiencing positive and dramatic results and are looking, living, and feeling better. Visit my website at rikesiamcmillan.com for a free consultation. You'll also find the link in today's show notes. When I hit my late 30s, my life began to change. I started sweating uncontrollably all of the time. When I was driving, I would have sudden panic attacks or experience a very strange, unsettling feeling of impending doom. And at first, I thought it was anxiety. And then I began to experience brain fog, mood swings, and extreme migraine headaches. And it wasn't until I went to my doctor and she ran tests to get to the bottom of what I was experiencing, and it was clear that this was menopause. And as the wise King Solomon reminds us in Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything, there's a time and a season. And I had reached it. I was in the season of menopause. And in addition to all of the other symptoms that I was experiencing, there was sudden and unexpected weight gain. And I had never had a problem with weight until I started moving into menopause, and it literally went to my belly. My six-pack became no more. And although I was exercising, it seemed like it was not helping to shrink my belly. And in conventional medicine, they will tell you that this is part of menopause and that you have to live with it and there's absolutely nothing you can do. But this is not true. And if you've been putting up with weight gain and other menopausal symptoms like I had, then I want you to listen closely because I want to share a solution that helped me to restore my hormonal balance. And this is going to help you to navigate this season of your life and shed that nagging fat, especially around your belly and your thighs. So I want to start out by laying a foundation to help understand menopause. And menopause, it's just a natural biological process that marks the end of a woman's reproductive years. And it's typically occurring in our late 40s as well as our early 50s. And it comes with a host of those physical and hormonal changes that I shared early at the beginning of the show. And as we approach menopause, our bodies undergo several significant hormonal changes. And one of the most prominent changes is a decrease in our estrogen levels. And estrogen is vital because it plays a key role in regulating various bodily functions, including our metabolism. And a decline in estrogen during menopause can lead to a redistribution of fat and often results in increased abdominal fat, colloquially known as the menopause tummy. And so when it comes to estrogen influencing our metabolism, it also influences our insulin sensitivity and how the body stores fat. And when our estrogen levels decline, these factors become imbalanced and they lead to the weight gain, especially in our abdominal area. And this increase in abdominal fat is not only a cosmetic concern, but it's also a health issue because it's associated with a higher risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease and diabetes. And so I want to share how matcha green tea can help in this area. And for those that may be new to matcha green tea, this is a finely ground powder, and it's specifically grown and processed from green tea leaves. It is known for its numerous health benefits, including its potential to address estrogen deficiency during menopause, and I want to share four of those benefits with you. The first one is that matcha has what are known as phytoestrogens. And this is a plant compound that can mimic the effects of estrogen in our body. And it's not as potent as our natural estrogen that we produce, but these compounds also alleviate some of the symptoms that are associated with estrogen deficiency, including weight gain. The second thing is that it is a metabolism booster. And matcha green tea is known to boost our metabolism because it is high in catechins, and this can help to counteract the metabolic slowdown that often occurs during menopause, which aids in weight management. The third thing is that it is high in antioxidant properties. And this helps to combat that oxidative stress that causes inflammation in the body. And there are many common factors that contribute to weight gain and hormonal imbalances during menopause. And so having that matcha that's rich in antioxidants helps to alleviate some of these things. And the fourth area is that it has stress reduction properties. And because menopause is a stressful time for many women, matcha green tea contains an amino acid called L-theanine, which promotes relaxation and stress reduction, potentially helping to prevent that emotional eating and weight gain that many women experience. And so I want to share how you can actually incorporate matcha green tea into your diet to help address that menopause tummy and to help balance your estrogen levels. And so these are some of the things that I do in my own personal life, and I share these with my patients, my clients as well. And so the first thing that you can do is enjoy a cup of matcha green tea. You could start your day with a warm cup of matcha green tea. You can whisk a teaspoon of this powder into hot water. It's a very refreshing and an invigorating drink. And when you're drinking it in the morning, it helps to boost your metabolism. And this also aids in weight management. And one of the things that I found in my own life is when I have those morning rituals, they help to bring calm into my day. So when you're preparing and you're sipping on your matcha green tea, this can be a morning calming ritual that sets a positive tone for your day. Because it has so many antioxidants in it, it helps the body to start the detoxification process early in the morning by cleansing your blood as well as your vital organs. You can also use matcha in a number of different recipes. It's so versatile. You can use it in smoothies, salads, your desserts. And you can even experiment with those matcha-based dishes to make your meals more enjoyable and nutritious. And today I want to share 10 matcha recipes that I enjoy, my clients enjoy, and I want to provide those to you so that you can know how to incorporate matcha into your life. You can enjoy a matcha latte. This is a great, great drink that you can have in the morning. You can mix your matcha powder with hot plant-based milk. You can even add a sweetener of your choice if you choose to. And you can froth it for that cafe style latte. You can enjoy this and save some money. You can also enjoy a matcha smoothie. And this is what I like to do. I blend my matcha with a plant-based milk. You can also add yogurt as well as no more than a quarter cup of fruit to your smoothie while you're enjoying a blended matcha treat. Another recipe is matcha ice cream. This is really, really good. You can make your own homemade ice cream by adding your matcha powder. You can use a plant-based milk. You can add one or half a banana. You can add walnuts or blueberries and freeze it to make your very own healthy ice cream. You can also make matcha pancakes. You can incorporate the matcha into your pancake batter. For that green color and flavorful pancakes, you're not only doing something nutritious, but you can add some fun and some color to your food. You can also make matcha cookies. You can add matcha to your cookie dough for green tea flavored cookies. This is something my mother used to do. She had a very special tea cookie recipe where she would take different tea blends and mix it in with her homemade cookie dough, and she had her signature tea cookies. So green tea flavored cookies are amazing. Another recipe is matcha chai pudding. You can mix matcha with chia seeds. You can add your plant-based milk, your protein powder, mix that together and create a healthy and a delicious pudding. You can also stir matcha into your morning oatmeal. This is going to give you a vibrant twist to start your day. You can also create a matcha smoothie bowl. You can pour your matcha smoothie into a bowl. You can top it with fruits and nuts and seeds for a very nutritious and visually appealing breakfast. You can also make a matcha sorbet. You can create a refreshing sorbet by mixing matcha with water. You can freeze it with a plant-based sweetener such as stevia if you choose to make a delicious sorbet. You can also make a matcha green tea mochi. Make that chewy and sweet matcha flavored mochi for a delicious dessert. You can also make matcha overnight oats. You can do this by combining matcha with your oats, your plant-based milk, your favorite topping for a quick and a nutritious breakfast. This is also something that's very different where you can have a matcha rice or sushi. You can add matcha to your sushi rice or your rice dishes for a unique flavor and color. And then the last recipe idea is a matcha salad dressing, where you can mix your matcha with ingredients like olive oil, vinegar, honey, and this creates a very vibrant and healthy salad dressing. And if you're looking for a superior matcha tea, I'm going to leave the link in our show notes today to share the matcha that I personally use and enjoy on a daily basis, as well as provide to my clients for their overall health. So let's wrap it all up. The menopause tummy is a common concern for so many women that are experiencing hormonal changes during this season in life. And as women, we need to have the wisdom to know how to successfully navigate the different seasons in our lives. While there are several factors that contribute to weight gain and shifts in our body composition, matcha green tea shows promise in addressing estrogen deficiency and supporting weight management. God has provided us with so many different things in nature and in the plant kingdom to bring about balance and healing to our physical bodies. Incorporating matcha into your daily routine, combined with a healthy lifestyle, is a helpful strategy to combat the menopause tummy and promote overall well-being during this transitional season in your life. I'll leave you with Genesis 1:29. And God said, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for food. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.